Hello, welcome once again to Leto's Law. I'm Steve Leto. Alan sent me a note about a story being reported on television in Boston regarding a scam that's been going around for a while, but it still catches people from time to time. That's why these scams stay alive. But this scam contains an element that's found in several different scams, and we've talked about one related scam previously, but the previous one was the car wrap scam, where someone says, we'll pay you to wrap an advertisement on your car, and they rip you off. And a similar one now, of course, is that they want to hire you as a secret shopper, and they rip you off. So the ripoff always comes later. The first part's the fun part, where they promise you some really cool way to make money. And being a secret shopper, although it sounds like fun, it's not a real job. And I understand some companies actually do send people in undercover, but generally speaking, nobody is randomly hiring people off the internet and saying, hey, we'll pay you good money to go in and shop. That's nonsense. If you think that's true, I've got a job for you, sorting puppies by cuteness. Just send me $500 and I'll explain to you how it works. NBC 10 responds to the recent college graduate who fell victim to the secret shopper scheme. See, they call it a scheme, and I guess that must be a Boston accent thing because I pronounce the word scam. She said, I thought I just made an extra $350 to do something easy. Then I found out that all my savings, everything I had is wiped out, and I now also owe the bank $2,000. Funny how that works. What sounded like an easy way to make money turned out to not be the case for a recent University of Massachusetts Lowell grad when she fell victim to a secret shopper scam. After graduating with a degree in graphic design from the University of Massachusetts in May, she was searching for a job when she got an email offering an opportunity to make some quick cash. Four or five things wrong with that, even though that sentence only contained two or three things. Number one, they contacted her with an easy way to make money. If it's so easy to make money, they wouldn't have a hard time finding people. They wouldn't be reaching out to strangers, okay? So it came through my school email saying, job offer for the summer, easy money as a secret shopper. Also, there's no such thing as easy money. It's like a free lunch. There's no such thing, okay? Easy money. The two words should not be next to each other, okay? It's just, there's no such thing as easy money. I was like, oh, I need money. So this sounds like something I should look into. Honey, we all need money. Okay? When someone says, I have an offer for you for easy money, you don't go, oh, that makes sense. I clicked on it and I went to the website and it looked legitimate to me. So she decided to sign up for it. Yes, the scammers have websites. About a week or two later, I received a check and instructions in the mail on how to go about the secret shopper program, because this is complicated. Basically, they wanted me to go to buy some gift cards, and I would get $350 for buying the gift cards and filling out the survey. Secret shoppers would not be asked to go buy gift cards, because gift cards are a throwaway item that stores don't spend a lot of money on worrying how they get sold in the store. In fact, most times they're at the counter. What the store would want to know is, how did a customer service rep interact with you as you were walking through the store buying something else? It's nonsensical that they're going to actually say, yeah, we want you to go buy gift cards. Brown was then sent a check for $2,370. I deposited it in my bank account and waited until the next day for it to clear. Well, we know what happened. Of course, this is a bad check. And even though the bank might clear the funds for you, doesn't mean that they can't come back after you. The check bounces later. The company then sent me a text message asking me to follow through with my assignment. Well, you could wait to make sure that check is good, but hey, you're dealing with people over the internet and text. What could possibly go wrong? With the funds available in her account, Brown purchased $2,000 in Walmart gift cards and then sent the card codes to the provided emails. So there she's done, $2,000 in stuff that she's then sent to somebody else, and she can't get it back and she doesn't know who those people are. The next day, I got a call from my bank. See, all she had to do is wait one day. The next day, I got a call from my bank saying the check that I deposited had come back from a closed account, and they believed that I was scammed. I was just devastated, not expecting that. I thought I had just made an extra $350 to do something easy. Then I find out that all my savings and everything I had is wiped out, and now I owe the bank $2,000. So she deposited a check for $2,370. She believed $350 was hers, but she spent $2,000 of it at Walmart into the gift cards that then went to somebody else, and they got value for it at that end. And so presumably the $370 that was still sitting in her account was the money that she thought she got to keep. But of course, now the bank is saying, well, we want that $2,000 back. She's got to pay them back out of real money. And of course, the $350 is not there. Neither is the extra $20, which somehow got lost in the transaction of the whole thing. So now she's not the only one who's been ripped off, according to officials at UMass Lowell. So apparently, a lot of these people at this school have seen this. Email scams are common in higher education around the country, and the university regularly conducts outreach to the campus about being very wary of suspicious emails. Unfortunately, four students, were recently subject to such a scam. University police are investigating, and the university has issued warnings to all students, faculty, and staff, a statement from UMass Lowell read. Well, the money's gone. And these people who have the money, or the value on those cards, are probably unfindable. And the only solution to this is just not to fall for it. And that's education. That's why I'm talking about it right now. So I'm sorry if people think I'm making fun of this person for falling for this. I have a hard time being terribly sympathetic to somebody who falls for a scam that's been around for 20 years. I mean, this scam, actually the scam in some variations predates the internet. But the idea that somebody gives you a check and says, this check is good, do something where you give us back some of the money and keep the rest for yourself. That's the scam, okay? And whether it's the money's there for you to wrap your car with an advertisement, or the money's there for you to go secret shopping with, or the money's there for you to go to the dog pound and sort puppies by cuteness, that's the scam I'm setting up, you'd have to ask your bank, how long until we know for sure that this check is cleared, okay? And they might say 5 to 10 days, in which case you have to wait at least 11 days. You know, and again, be aware of the fact that your bank might come back on day 11 and say, you know something, what's weird is that check turned out to be no good. And you probably have an agreement with the bank that if you give them a bad check, that you are on the hook for it. So what happens is people mistake the fact that the bank has said, oh, these funds have cleared. Well, they may have cleared to the point where the bank is comfortable giving you some money, but of course they know who you are. They can get the money back from you. You just don't know who the people at the other end of the email is who scammed you with the bad check and tricked you into sending them good Walmart money. Legitimate mystery shopping opportunities are out there, according to Channel 10, but you have to be careful. Some retailers hire companies to evaluate the quality of service in their stores and use mystery shoppers to get the information, but the Federal Trade Commission says consumers should avoid offers in which you are asked to pay a fee to sign up or deposit a check into a personal bank account and withdraw your own money to then transfer money or buy gift cards to somebody else. That's the scam here, okay? And this is also a variation where you are advertising something on Craigslist. It can be anything. And I've talked to people everywhere. You could, as an experiment, post something on Craigslist today. In fact, somebody please do this. And if somebody does this and contacts me, I'll have you on the show as a guest. I haven't got time. Go onto Craigslist and advertise that you have a widget for sale. Widget, W-I-D-G-E-T. You have a widget for sale. Say that your widget is a grade A widget. It is not brand new, but it's in pretty good shape. You're selling the widget as is. You would prefer a local buyer. You don't have a photograph of the widget, but the widget is certainly useful and has the expected life expectancy of a good widget at this point in time. And you are willing to ship the widget, but you'd prefer a local buyer, but you're willing to ship it. And you will get bombarded with people who ignore the fact there's no such thing as a widget in real life. And they're going to say, oh, your widget costs $75? And put a price in there, by the way. It has to have a price. They're going to say, I'm going to send you $250. And what I want you to do, and they'll have some scam and some convoluted arrangement where they're basically going to say, get this thing all packed up, and then you're going to need to send some money back to us, but they're going to overpay, okay? And there's a bunch of different variations on how that works. But again, when you get the check and they say, send us some of the money back, you know there's a problem. But there always is some really weird story about why they needed to do it that way. So I assure you that if somebody right now were to follow my suggestion and put an ad on Craigslist saying you have a widget for sale, You will get bombarded because it's simply people who go to every single ad on Craigslist and send that note. They send that message, they text it, or they email it, or whatever it is, and you will get pitched the idea that they want to buy your widget. They'll even pay you more than you want for the widget, but there's some reason why they've got to send you more and you have to send the money back, okay? So this is all related. So whether it's a mystery shopper, wrap your car in something, widgets off of Craigslist, puppy sorting by that attorney who does the YouTube videos. Sounds like a great job though, doesn't it? Sorting puppies by cuteness. Fake checks are being used in a growing number of fraudulent schemes, according to the Federal Trade Commission. By law, banks must make the funds from deposited checks available within days, but uncovering a fake check can take weeks. The FTC says you are responsible for checks that you deposit, even if you don't know they're fake. So you're on the hook. I just wish somebody informed people that a check could clear into your account and then come back later and just completely wreck your whole account, the victim of this one said. I didn't know that was possible. Technology is so advanced, you'd think that was not possible. Well, that's why I'm talking about it. So she is now trying to work out a repayment plan with her bank, and she's concerned about her credit standing. I'm not sure if the one bounced check into your own account is going to hurt your credit, but I could be wrong about that. So again, any scheme, scam, or other business proposition that you're involved in with a stranger, where they send you a check, keep in mind the check could be bogus, most likely is bogus, and if in fact it is bogus, you need to, if you're really going to put it in your account, put it in your account and make sure it's clear. Not just the funds have been released, but that the check is cleared, good, gone. And that could be weeks down the road. So that's one of the reasons you don't want to take checks from strangers. And you certainly don't want to ever send a good check back to them. So I've mentioned before that I've gotten people sending me checks and it's all part of a big scam. I did a video on this. And several of them were for six figures. And I would just take the check and I'd post a story about it or something. A couple of them I actually sent to the banks that they were forged on. And I actually had a couple of people sending me nasty, nasty emails going, hey, we understand that you signed for this package and we want our money. And I go, I signed for what now? And they say, yeah, you signed for this FedEx. And the FedEx came from Canada, by the way. You signed for this FedEx from Canada and we know you've got the money. I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. And they're like, we're going to go to the FBI. And I go, please do. Strangely, the FBI never contacted me. So I feel sorry for the woman in Massachusetts who got ripped off. And I feel, bad that it happened. But it's still happening. And everyone needs to know about this and be aware of this. And especially, like I said, we all have those friends who are not internet savvy or technologically wary who need to know these things exist. And this is how they work. So there you go. One quick program note. Sunday, I'm running a marathon. So this week's live YouTube feeds me on Saturday, October 19th at 1 o'clock. If you're seeing this before Sunday the 20th, hopefully on Saturday, the YouTube live feed will be on this channel at 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock Eastern time. So if you're around, got your computer on, you're watching some football, your teams aren't working out yet, or they haven't started playing yet maybe, flip it on and we do an hour and a half. Just anything that pops into your head, check in, tell me where you are. And if you have an idea for a question, fire it away. And it's a bit of a scrum. I use that rugby term because that's the best way to describe it. But we've had 400 or 500 people before all logged on simultaneously. It can get exciting and fun. People fire questions at me, ask my opinions on things, and we just do it free form for an hour and a half. But again, that's Saturday, October 19th, 1 o'clock Eastern time. It's about 2:30. So be sure to stop on by. And then the following week, we'll probably return to Sundays. But Sunday, October 20th, I'm running the Free Press Marathon. So I'm going to be quite wiped out on Sunday, not in any condition to do a YouTube feed live. So there you go. Questions or comments, put them below. Otherwise, talk to you later. Bye-bye.